Geek Radio Daily for the halfway point, the Wednesday, as I like to call it. A lot of people still like to do the camel jokes for this day. I don't get how you don't know Mike.
I just don't.
It's January 21st, 2015. It is All the Geek Without the Wait coming at you today with the folks from GeekRadioDaily.com, Facebook, Twitter, the forums, pictures, and interviews and stuff. It's insane.
Woo.
Wow. So the guy bringing the tea today, the one who keeps it fair, it's Saucy.
The man's entitled to his opinion, however boneheaded it is.
That's a very enlightened view you have. I'm the guy doing it my own way. I'm the wonderful Billy Flynn.
I understand what you're saying, and your comments are valuable, but I'm going to ignore your advice.
So that's just that. So what happened, yo?
1506, the oldest army on record, the Swiss Guard in the Vatican City, was founded.
1789, the first novel was published in the U.S., The Power of Sympathy. It dealt with seduction, sex, and suicide.
1791, Louis XVI of France was guillotined.
1813, the pineapple was introduced to Hawaii. Hawaii, pineapple, Hawaii.
1897, the first photograph was reproduced in a newspaper, the New York Tribune.
1908, smoking by women in public places became illegal in New York City with the passing of the Sullivan Ordinance. How dare you women smoke in public?
And again in New York City in 1942, pinball machines were banned. The law wasn't changed until 1976.
1957, the first nationally televised use of videotape was broadcast on NBC. It was a recording of the presidential inauguration ceremonies in Washington, D.C.
1970, the Boeing 747 went into commercial service for the first time in a flight from New York City to London.
In 1976, the supersonic Concorde was put into service.
1982, B.B. King donated his entire record collection of over 7,000 rare records to the University of Mississippi Center for the Study of Southern Culture.
And then his kid tried to get him back when 1990, MTV Unplugged debuted.
1993, the largest donut made weighed 3,739 pounds at 16-foot diameter and 16 inches high in Utica, New York.
1994, Lorena Bobbitt was somehow found not guilty.
1998, President Clinton insisted I never had sexual relations with that woman.
2008, Black Monday in worldwide stock markets. The FTSE 100 had its biggest ever one-day points fall. European stocks closed with their worst result since this thing called September 11th of 2001. Bad times. Birthdays?
Jeremy Shada is 18, the voice of Finn on Adventure Time.
Buddy wears a fan hat. Boo Boo Stewart is 21. That's Seth from the Twilight Saga films. Boo Boo? Okay.
Jerry Traynor is 38. Spencer on iCarly. Crazy Steve on Drake and Josh.
Emily Button is 39. You might know her as Baby Spice in the Spice Girls.
Charlotte Ross is 47. Detective Connie McDowell on NYPD Blue.
McDowell? Gina Davis is 59. Barbara in Beetlejuice. Thelma and Louise. Dottie Legan. She's been a ton of things.
Robbie Benson is 59, actor and director. He was the voice of Beast in Beauty and the Beast.
Paul Allen is 62, American investor and philanthropist, co-founder of Microsoft.
Billy Ocean is 65, R&B singer.
Jill Eikenberry is 68. She was on L.A. Law and other things.
Mac Davis is 73, singer-songwriter. He was also Jake Hooker in Sting 2.
Yeah, but in North Dallas 40s where he really rocked. Jam Master Jay, no longer with us, born this date in 1965. Of the influential Run DMC, he was the DJ. He spun the records.
1938, Wolfman Jack, legendary disc jockey.
Born in 1924 was Benny Hill, the Benny Hill Show. If you don't know that, you at least know Yakety Sax because he made that thing famous.
And in 1824, Thomas Stonewall Jackson.
You're going to skip over Telly Savalas? You're going to skip Kojak, man?
I'm
Come
terrible,
on.
Terrible
Who loves
person.
You, baby?
On ABC, reruns, no new episodes.
Right.
The Middle, The Goldbergs, and Modern Family.
The new stuff is going to be over on CBS. It's The Whites of His Eyes on Mentalist, Criminal Minds, and Stalker.
On Fox, new episodes of American Idol and Empire.
It's reruns on NBC, but it's the rerun of the Mystery of the Dysfunctional Family on Los Misterios de Laura. But a new Law & Order SVU, so yeah.
New Arrow and The 100 on The CW.
New episodes of Melissa and Joey and Baby Daddy on ABC Family.
Smoking the Bandit on CMT.
They're showing that a lot lately. AMC with Casino Royale.
Die Hard on Encore.
Bravo, Top Chef, I believe is wrapping up, and the premiere of Best New Restaurant, the Tom Colicchio Other Show, is coming on.
On FXM, Abraham Lincoln, Vampire Hunter.
New episodes of Workaholics and Broad City for just laugh out loud comedy on Comedy Central.
Two Guns on HBO Signature.
New episode of The Soup on E!
On Showtime, Kill Bill Volume 1.
FX, it's the finale of American Horror Story.
Dazed and Confused on IFC.
FXX showing Ted, which is always a fine time, and a new Always Sunny in Philadelphia and Man Seeking Woman.
Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom on Sci-Fi.
Game Show Network showing Idiot Test and Baggage on the Road.
Godzilla on Climax.
Oh, okay. Oh, the new one. BBC America showing Hot Fuzz, which is a damn good time. Grimlock is on TNT, but tonight we're going to be watching the Sci-Fi Channel late in the evening, because in 2048, many of Earth's land areas are flooded, and a man and his two sons salvage treasure from sunken buildings. When the new Vatican gives them an important new assignment, they start searching for a lost relic. Tonight, James Brolin and Ian Somerhalder are Lost City Raiders.
Looks like you've got mail.
They don't raid Lost Arks. That's ridiculous. I saw this article. Researchers make Super Mario self-aware, and I figured I should pass it along. My first thought after reading this was, I'm sorry, Skynet, but Sarah Connor is in another castle. That's from Matt Sy.
All right, first off, I totally thought that movie was going to be called Note of the Pirate Years. But,
okay.
Back to the email. Matt, I had an awesome email to send, but in the two more stoplights it took me to get home from work, I forgot. You folks will love.
I guess we will.
Ryan.
Oh, who else could that possibly have been? Feel free.
I'm not going to live.
Feel free to drop a note. Podcast Billy Flynn, Flinster Saucy, all at geekradiodaily.com. Going to wrap up your Wednesday in a bit.
Wake up. Go to work. Work. Come home. Eat dinner. Rot your brain out. Go to bed. Lather. Rinse. Repeat. Are you tired of an old humdrum life? Tired of things that just weigh you down and depress you? Wouldn't you rather just focus on things that are awesome? Tune into Nutty Bites. Find out what's awesome. Nutty Bites. NIMLAS.org/blog.
Hi, this is Julie Caitlin Brown of Babylon 5, and you're listening to Geek Radio Daily.
And DGR, she was a damn fine interview. Damn fine. It was a damn good time. Welcome back. Wednesday. That means it's time for you to get out there. If you're staying dry, because it's going well here.
Right,
anyway.
Right.
So try to get yourself out there and do some commerce at your friendly local neighborhood comic shop.
Actually, I'm looking for a Batman number 14.
That's a very serious bookman.
Well, you can find bookmen and other people all over the place. All kinds of stuff out today, including...
like from Archie Comic Publications, Sonic the Hedgehog number 268, and that's it, actually.
Okay, Boom Studios' Burning Field starts a 8-issue miniseries today. Clive Barker's Hellraiser Bestiary wraps up with issue 6. Deep State number 2, Lumberjanes 10, and Sons of Anarchy number 17.
From Avatar Press, Cross Badlands number 70 and Cross Plus 100 number 2.
Dark Horse Comics, BPRD, Hell on Earth number 127. Buffy the Vampire Slayer season 10 number 11 is out. Elf Quest... yeah, $1 edition's out today, and Strain, The Night Eternal, is at number 5.
Dynamite Entertainment, Red Sonja number 14, Red Sonja Vulture Circle number 1.
You know that's Sonya, right?
I know.
Okay. DC Comics, Batman and Robin number 38, and a bunch of DC stuff has Flash 75 variant covers. Batman Eternal 42, Batman Superman 18, Batwoman number 38, we've already done that one. Fables 148, Green Lantern New Guardians at 38. Infinite Crisis, Fighting for the Multiverse at number 7, Justice League's at 38, New 52 Futures Ends at 38, along with Supergirl and Wonder Woman, Trinity of Sin is at 4, and Teen Titans at number 6.
From Image Comics, Drifter number 3, Goners number 4, Intersect number 3, Invincible number 116, Rumble number 2, Spread number 5, Wicked and the Divine number 7.
Dynamite Entertainment, Flash Gordon, number 8. Justice Incorporated, number 6 of 6. Wrapping up, King Flash Gordon, number 1 of 4 starts. King Prince Valiant, number 1 of 4. King the Phantom, number 1 of 4.
King!
Magnus Robot Fighter, number 1. Hey, look, they have that Red Sonja, too. They have number 14 there, and her at the Black Tower, wrapping up their 4-issue miniseries in Twilight Zone Shadow and Substance 1. Marvel Comics, all-new X-Factor. It's the last issue at 20. All-new X-Men's at 35. Amazing Spider-Man at 13. Black Widow's at 14. Deadpool's Art of War wraps up today with issue 4. Powers number 1, because that's coming back. Rocket Raccoon's at 7. Spider-Man number 3. And Wolverine's, because apparently there's more than one, at issue 3 today. Get out there, find some comic book guys, and have a good time.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News! Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view. So something has happened that has never happened before. A team of scientists from Swinburne University of Melbourne has identified the first ever radio burst, sometimes known as a blitzer, as it happened. A signal from space was heard as it came by. Now, it came by from us finally, but it probably came from about 5.5 billion light years away. So 5.5 billion years ago, something big made a noise and it was traveling across the universe and we heard it in real time. It's crazy. It's amazing. You should go read all about it. Really, it takes a scientist to understand it. And some of you are, and you listen to us. And I find that amazing. Just damned amazing. It's aliens. I seen them.
So other news from space, on January the 26th, a half-kilometer asteroid will pass within 1.2 million kilometers of the Earth, the closest any major stellar object will come for the next 12 years.
Crazy.
It's a unique opportunity since this is an asteroid of meaningful size passing unusually close to the Earth, but it possesses absolutely no threat to the Earth. Astronomers can watch and collect information at their leisure.
Cool. So, still have Bruce Willis on standby?
Sure, why not?
Marvel's Secret Wars. Another Secret Wars is happening, and we've been wondering what it is. And, well, now the big news is, apparently it's how Marvel is, for the first time ever, going to reboot their entire universe. It's a crazy thing. Marvel makes the announcement, once you hit Secret Wars number 1, there's no Marvel Universe, there's no Ultimate Universe. Editor-in-Chief Mr. Braveroot says, it's all Battle World. None of these stories are what-ifs. None are alternate reality stories, and they will have legs. They will impact new things into the Marvel Universe. It's going to get things moving forward. So, Secret Wars, not just a fly-by-night thing to try to sell you some toys that people are going to forget about until 30 years later. It's actually supposed to have earth-shattering revelations and hopefully get rid of Brand New Day once and for all.
So, the list is in. The worst passwords of 2014. The top 10 are 123456, password, 12345, 12345678, QWERTY. I don't know what QWERTY is.
QWERTY is the standard, the type of keyboard you're using. It's known as a QWERTY. Look at here. It spells QWERTY out right there. That's how you start.
Oh, whatever. 12345678, 9. Okay. 1234, baseball.
Baseball, okay.
Dragon.
That makes sense.
And football.
Sure.
Some other lists, gems from the list include number 25, Trust No One, and Let Me In at number 13.
Well, a sad day for gamers, at least for some of us. Club Nintendo, the fantastic thing where you buy games and you register, you get coins, you get to get cool prizes. Not as cool as all the ones they had in Japan, you sons of bitches. Well, Club Nintendo is coming to a close. They're wrapping it up. They say they're going to be coming out with a new loyalty program, so they're going to be shutting it down, and all of your coins that you've earned need to be spent by July 1st of this year. Your key dates, well, as of right now, no more games that you buy will be released that will have a Club Nintendo thing inside of it. March 31st is the last day to earn coins, register products, or get this, sign up for a new Club Nintendo membership. Okay. And then, yes, on June 30th is your last day to redeem your coins. Otherwise, you're going to lose them on the very next day. I don't know what the new loyalty program is going to be, but it better have some of the cool shit that they had in Japan, that they had Club Nintendo 5 years before us, and we kept waiting and never got it. Grr, it makes me mad. Grr. Sorry. but my rage is in this castle. In this castle, bitches. GRD is licensed with Creative Commons Attribution, non-commercial, non-derivative works, United States 3.0 license. Make sure you come by and check us out on Facebook, on Twitter, and at the forums at geekradiodaily.com. If you've got something you'd like to say, if you'd like to bitch about Club Nintendo going away, please join me, Venture Frustrations Podcast, Billy Flynn, Flinstress, Saucy, all at geekradiodaily.com. You have yourself a good one, and we will see you much damn closer to the weekend.
Don't you people ever die!
You are all weirdos!
I know how you people hate to give back donations, but what if Blind Mellow Jelly showed up and asked for his records back? Could he get them?
But Blind Mellow Jelly is dead.
But his son ain't.
I want my daddy's records.
I beg your pardon?
I want my daddy's records.
Yes, that's all he's been able to say since he found out that I gave away his daddy's records.
Are you serious? Is this really Blind Mellow Jelly's son?
You know Lead Belly?
Oh, yes.
Well, see, Lead Belly, his father, Blind Mellow Jelly, gave Lead Belly the name Lead Belly. And then Lead Belly carried on the tradition by giving Blind Mellow Jelly's son his nickname, Pot Belly.
I want my daddy's record.